Our guest today is Shannon Lusk, and we're delighted that she's here. She has worked in the Oconee County School District for 28 years. She has worked as a teacher, as an assistant principal, and now as the director of early learning. It's great to have you with us today, Shannon. And so to kick off our program this morning, I want to ask you about one of the programs that you are responsible for, which is the K-4 screenings. And maybe you'll tell us something about the K-4 screenings. And I know they're coming up, so maybe you want to give us the dates and how to contact you and something about what are the K-4 screenings.
Absolutely. It is now time for our 4K screenings. We do those in the spring of every year. Our 4K students, our 4K programs, students that turn 4 before September 1st are eligible for our 4K screenings. We have 380 spots available in the school district of Oconee County. We are fortunate to be one of the counties that do have 4K programs in our state. All counties are not as fortunate as we are, so we do want our families to take advantage of these programs. And generally, about 80% of those children that come in for our screenings get in our 4K programs. We have 19 programs throughout all of our schools in our county, and we're excited about these. The number to call for our 4K screenings, 864-718-5133. Even though 80% of our applicants normally get in, we have a waiting list every year because we screen well over 400 students every spring. And we do have a waiting list if your child does not get in right away. Others throughout the school year, students on that waiting list do often get into the program due to students moving for various reasons or family situations. We do keep waiting slots open for each of our attendance areas in the Wahala area, Westminster area, and the Seneca area.
Great. So what would you say the children actually learn in K-4, and why do you think it's important for the children to even go to K-4? I mean, why should parents not keep their children at home? Why do you think it's important for children to go to K-4? And how does this relate to the importance of reading to your children every day?
Absolutely. Let me clarify quickly about our 4K and our 4K students have to turn 4 before September 1st, 2020, and our 5K, we call it, but that's also kindergarten. Kindergarten students have to be 5 years old before September 1st of every year. Our 4K students must qualify to participate in our programs through the screenings that we're offering. 5K students do not have to qualify. They just register for school in the kindergarten programs. The 4K students, however, just like students in other grade levels, have South Carolina standards. These standards are called the South Carolina Early Learning Standards. The standards are divided into 6 different domains: play and learning, emotional and social development, health and physical development, language and communication, mathematical thinking, and cognitive development. These early learning standards provide skills that we want our students to know in order to develop and be successful in school. Of course, these standards overlap and are equally important in the development of a child. The exposure to these standards will help our students be more prepared for kindergarten, and that's what our 4K programs are designed to do. We want them ready for kindergarten. Just a few examples of the 4K standards that will be taught throughout the school year, of course, following social rules, using strategies to solve problems and conflict resolution skills, gaining independence, expressing and understand emotions, using language to communicate, safety awareness, learning concepts of print, alphabet learning, pre-writing skills, as well as number recognition and number sense.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Of course, early learning is extremely important. The more prepared our youngest learners are for school, the better. Students do learn to read in kindergarten, first grade, and second grades, but all students are expected to be reading on grade level by the end of third grade. We want to give our students every successful opportunity for their school year to be successful. A huge amount of learning, as we know, take place between the ages of 3 and 5 years old. That's why we focus on these early learning skills in our public schools. Reading to our babies, toddlers, and pre-K children is one of the best ways to ensure school readiness. Reading to our children helps our young learners develop oral and written language, listening skills, and of course stimulates their imagination. All of these skills are critical in preparing our children for school.
And you made reference to the South Carolina Early Learning Standards, and I find that very fascinating. First of all, it is a document that's 157
yes, it is.
Pages long, so
yes,
it's very, very comprehensive. And it also addresses standards for infants and toddlers, even before they come to our four-year-old program.
Yes.
So a part of what you do also is coordinate trainings and for our daycare workers, right?
I go out and visit if I'm invited to them. I do a lot of the coordination or all of the coordination and training for our 4K teachers. For the 4K teachers and their assistants,
yeah.
Yes.
But these particular standards, they start at infant, and one of the things that's listed as far as a foundation for reading is the ability to pat and chew on tactile books.
Yes.
for an infant. And, you know, look at pictures, listen to repetitive books, stories, and songs. So as important as it is for the four-year-old program to present these, we also want to emphasize what you just said earlier, that those early years also are addressed even by our state when they look at what standards need to be put in place for parents or daycare or even our four-year-old program.
Absolutely. And we do want our parents to know the importance, especially it's okay for them to chew on those books. That's how they learn, even though we obviously know that they're not reading those books at that time, but we want books in their hands as early as a child can grasp that. We want them to hold on to those books because that helps them and learn that books are important. Listening to us have conversations about books, those are all those pre-reading skills that help them be prepared for four-year-old, five-year-old, first, second, third, and a future of a love of learning and a love of reading.
I loved one of the strategies. In fact, the number one strategy when they started making a list of 16 of them, but the first one said provide daily lap reading time. I thought, what a great way to make that statement. And then, of course, it goes on to talk about why, listening to different sounds, you know, being able to watch the mouth move. There are a lot of other activities that reinforce that. But provide daily lap reading time. What do you think about that, Karen?
Well, I think that's really very important because it emphasizes that you really have to get your child out of the stroller and out of the high chair and out of the everything and into really touching you and, you know, hopefully you're hugging your child because the bonding between you and your child and hopefully you're reading to your child is so important. And that makes the reading experience so valuable and so meaningful to the emotional development of your child as well as the reading experience of your child.
Well, I also want to advertise that we do have preschool intervention programs for our 3 and 4 year old students as well. 3 and 4 year old students could qualify for our preschool intervention programs if they have delays and they meet eligibility of a student with a developmental delay. So we have screenings also for our 3 and 4 year olds if parents have concerns about any kind of developmental delays or their doctors want to recommend them to us, because we do want to reach all of our children early. The earlier that we can get them into school to reach to have these services, the more prepared they're going to be when they do get school age as well. So feel free to contact us even as a three-year-old parent or community member if you have concerns or want to reach out to us for that as well. You
so
can call
again, us is what? What number should they be calling if they have a child with developmental delays? Who is us?
Okay, us is the School District of Oconee County Early Learning Department. And the same number I'm going to give you for the 4K screenings calls straight into our office. So if you have any questions about wanting to get your child screened for 4K or for questions for our three-year-old program, you are welcome to give us a call. Please call us for any early learning developmental questions that you may have or 4K screenings appointments. You just have one number to remember, 864-718-5133. That is the number again, 864-718-5133. You can call this number for any questions that you may have regarding students or to schedule 4K screening.
Great. Thank you so much, Shannon. It was just a pleasure to have you on this morning.